This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It's already the first brand new month spanning out before us, July. The month where the Declaration of Independence was signed in 1776 against tyranny and King George. Welcome to another live edition. Thank you for joining us today. I'm going to launch straight into the news. Error of unborn mother looms as scientists use aborted fetuses to grow human eggs. You see, they want to use the dead babies. They want to grow fetuses in utero, inside cows, so they can harvest larger organs. They want to use the fully formed eggs that are in the body of a baby they kill. The horrors are indescribable. It's worse than some 1950s black and white science fiction horror picture. But it's right out in the open, and it's been authorized by our governments, but oh, it's not a human being, they say. So that's coming up. Also, we're going to get into the 16, including ex-priests released after court ruling limiting the statute of limitations for pedophiles and people that are alleged to be pedophiles. Also, blue spies for New York City. They're creating their own spy unit. Well, it's not their own spy unit. It's the CIA operating and publicly running the city. We'll also get into Bush indicted over war crimes. That's the headline out of the Japan Times. A group of Japanese lawyers unveiled documents Monday indicting U.S. President George W. Bush for war crimes allegedly committed against the Afghan people since the United States-led coalition began its anti-terrorism campaign in Afghanistan in October of 2001. Well, yeah, any real Taliban or Al-Qaeda were paid off and protected, but they would grab or show young people, old people off the street for torture and execution, and that's all admitted. Our own government admits people were, quote, tortured to death. Thousands were put in containers out in the sun for days. Most of them would die. Those that live were lined up and machine-gunned. Out of the Evening Standard of London, controversy grows on vitamin ban. The EU has even banned over-the-counter vitamin C. They're now racing ahead to ban everything in the United Kingdom. So we'll be discussing that news for you here on the show today. And all of these articles are being posted on InfoWars.com, InfoWars.net, and PrisonPlanet.com. And one of the most chilling stories we have for you today, I'll cover first when we get back. Government still napping as new 911 looms. New York Post, the official New World Order newspaper of New York, a frightening new report claims America is dangerously unprepared to cope with another terrorist attack like 911. The report while the Council on Foreign Relations contends the United States needs to spend another $98 billion to brace for an attack. And again, this is Gary Hart who said we need to use this disaster to get a new world order. Use this disaster to get what President Bush's father called for, I think only once, a new world order. No, he called for it over 220 times. So we'll get to what the CFR, almost said CIA, that's who they are, cryptically stated about destroying your liberties and freedom. Senate bill would alter line of presidential succession, very serious article. This and a lot more, all coming up right here on the Alex Jones Show, where we talk about real issues that actually affect you and your family, Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, and then back from 9 to midnight. We'll be right back. Strap yourselves in. The info war is straight ahead.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Nuclear reactors provide electrical energy across our great nation, but during an accident, would you be prepared? Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident: radioactive poisoning. During typical nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Potassium iodate can protect you and your loved ones against radioactive poisoning. It works by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and protects it from absorbing the radioactive iodine-131. There is only one emergency thyroid blocker formulated for babies, children, pets, and adults, and that's Medical Corps potassium iodate. Best of all, unopened bottles can be stored for up to a decade. Order the official Medical Corps potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5. Call toll-free 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is July 1st, 2003. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Top story today: the Council on Foreign Relations, the true House and Senate of the United States, the government, is telling us, brace for more terrorist attacks. The unofficial government, the shadow government, organization, maintenance, regulation, executive arm, is telling us, brace for more attacks. New York Post today: government still napping as new 911 looms. Now let's analyze that first headline. The government's not napping. The borders are more open than ever. The liberties are being destroyed. The federalization of local police is taking place. The emergency alert system, the FEMA takeover system, is being put into high gear. They're bringing in foreign troops, signing extradition laws with foreign countries, unifying the global taxation system, setting up their new world order, invading sovereign nations, letting our troops get hit with depleted uranium, and saying you're not patriotic if you support the troops. That's what's really going on. Bush is going to sign the assault weapons ban. The list goes on and on. Now listen to this. A frightening new report claims America is dangerously unprepared to cope with another terror attack like 911. The report by the Council on Foreign Relations contends the United States needs to spend another That's another $98 billion to brace for an attack, a figure that the federal government of Homeland Security insists was grossly inflated. I believe in the next 5 years, can't tell you when, where, what, or how, that there will be an attack. Former Senator Warren Rudman, who chaired the panel that produced the report, told NBC's Meet the Press. And God forbid it's an attack with either chemical or biological or worse, some sort of nuclear device. We're not prepared to deal with that. This is a question of protecting the American people from unspeakable horror. The report says that in most cities, the police and fire heroes who would be on the front line lack vital equipment like breathing apparatus or even radios. Now let's stop right there. The cities, the counties, the states, and police and firemen, you know this better than anybody because you've seen it firsthand. You aren't getting emergency equipment. You aren't getting the mask. You aren't getting the mobile labs. You aren't getting things that would really defend. It's all a bunch of smoke and mirrors. The funding is for prisons, the police state, surveillance, total information awareness network, the TIPS program, the Talon program, anti-gun programs. It's a fraud, people. Now, that's what they do. They always hold off funding and say it's for radios and ambulances. It's for potholes. They hold off funding for the most essential things and then say, oh, we need more funding. And then the feds say to their own CFR body, oh, $98 billion is grossly inflated. No, we're conservative. We only want $40 billion a year. $40 billion a year? $40 billion a year? Integrating the federal control into your communities, bringing the military and the end of posse comitatus into your communities. That's the 1878 law, barring the military from engaging in search and seizures and law enforcement activities against the public. Now listen to this. The report says that in most cities, the police and fire heroes who would be on the front line lack vital equipment like breathing apparatus and even radios. It calls for a national 911 system. A national, see, federalizing. There's a bill introduced to federalize the cities publicly. It's in my analysis of Patriot Act 2 on Infowars.com. And they've already federalized major cities. When the police get caught doing corrupt things, the feds come in, who trained them how to be corrupt in the first place, federalize the city. Now New Orleans has fallen to total federal control, but under Homeland Security. And now we need a national 911 system. Well, that's the Amber Alert. It's called EAS, I Work in Radio, Emergency Alert System. It is FEMA. It was put in 96-97 by law. They told the stations will only take over for kidnapped children. Now they're taking over for hurricanes or tornadoes or report illegal guns or see how they mix in reasonable things with report illegal guns, drink and drive, you go to jail, better wear your ticket, safety checkpoints ahead. These checkpoints are for your safety. It's incredible. This is the federalization. This is the command and control, the running man type system. Rudman suggested that better equipment could have avoided the horrific loss of life in New York on September 11, 2001. And he goes on to talk about how their radios failed. Well, how dumb does Rudman think we are? The New York Daily News, the government has admitted last year that the radios of the firefighters didn't malfunction in one of the towers. They've been sealed under national security. Text of it has been leaked, and they were reporting that the fires were out and that there were bombs, and then the bombs started going off. The firefighters have been told to shut up, and they tore down the wreckage and hauled it to Communist China, and the oldest firefighter publication in the country, an organization, Firefighter Engineering, says there's a cover-up, and those planes could not have done that. They don't care how many Discovery Channel and PBS Nova or Frontline specials you do about how the towers collapsed. We're not buying the fraud. How did Building 7 collapse? It wasn't hit by an airplane. It continues, though. The council called for sending more federal preparedness money to probable targets like New York and share the spoils approach that was given Wyoming more money per capita. And it goes on to say that the council is a private advocacy group. And the Council on Foreign Relations is connected to the National Security Council, and it goes on and on and on. I mean, look, but then I tune into national talk shows, I monitor them when I'm doing errands in the morning, errands in the afternoon, errands in the evening, or when I'm working in the yard or cleaning out the garage. I will scan the AM dial, the FM dial. It's the same line, whether it's National Public Radio or Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity or Michael Savage, just a little bit slightly different rhetoric, but the same basic move, and they will say on all these shows, the CFR does not exist. You are insane if you say it exists. There is no New World Order. There are no black helicopters. There is no move to globalism. And if you say it, you're an insane racist. And then I will simultaneously tune in to Sean Hannity's show on Fox, and I will see CFR members on the show with CFR under their names. Limbaugh's book was published by the CFR imprint company, one of their subdivisions. And they say, and you've all heard them, your talk radio listeners, how many times have you heard them say, the CFR does not exist? The New World Order does not exist. Now, I harp on this a lot because, well, I've been listening to talk radio the last couple of weeks, and the neocons, who are the biggest liberals around, are all on the air saying, we found the mobile weapons labs. It's confirmed. We found the mass grave. It's confirmed. They tried to buy nuclear parts from Africa. It's confirmed. And they know that months ago it came out that all that was lies. Our government has admitted it. They don't care, folks. So, whereas CBS, NBC, you know, the CNN, they, 5-6 years ago, they had a policy of just blatant lying. You know, I remember 5-6 years ago on talk radio, I would just cover their lies. That's what the show was about. How Wolf Blitzer lied, how Dan Rather lies, how the New York Times lies. And then I saw a shift away from lying in the dominant media to throwing it in your face. Oh, the world government's so good, it's for your safety. The feds say they're going to remote control all your cars and control them for your safety, AP. People are being arrested if they say the N-word on the street, you know, thought crime. Whether you agree with that word or not, the point is it's the First Amendment. Now, they just throw it in your face. Foreign troops, we've signed deals to bring them in to, quote, deal with American terrorists. New York Daily News, AP, New York Post, they're building camps for your safety and there will be forced inoculation. All these things that we would read 6, 7, 8 years ago in government documents cover on the air and be called kooks, the media, the dominant so-called liberal media, would lie. 5 years ago, they shifted out of lying. Before, it was 90% lies, 10% spin. Okay, on issues, on pertinent issues. You know, they're telling the truth about football or baseball or how to bake a cake. You understand? It's not all lies. It's a lot of stuff in the news that's true. You know, this plane crashed here. This person got run over there. But when it came to bills, what bills did, what legislation did, what a congressman really said, what a bill really does, it was 90% lies, 10% spin. 5 years ago, we saw the shift, and I've been talking about this since I saw the shift, to 90% spin, 10% lies. By spin, they tell the truth, but put a good spin on it. But 5 years ago, the conservative talk show host were building their trust with you, it was about 80% truth, 20% spin. Now, as soon as the liberal media switched into 90% spin, 10% lies, from 90% lies, or 90% spin, 10% lies, as soon as they shifted, the neocons shifted to 90% lies, 10% spin. They're working as a team, folks. And they create this false reality, this illusion. I'm trying to break this down for you. So it's gotten to the point that they get on the air and they say, those are mobile weapons trucks. Documented, they're not, admitted. Okay, they're for pumping up helium balloons or hydrogen balloons, surveillance blimps. They even have the purchase orders from the British and the Russians. They say, yeah, they found mass graves. Turns out it was an exchange program for Iraqi and Iranian dead. That's admitted. They don't care. They're still announcing it. Turns out that the African country, Niger, did not sell nuclear parts to Iraq. The government created a false document. They don't care. They still say it's true. So, you know, now I hear them on the air. There is no CFR. It does not exist. And you just lap it up. I mean, it's like saying the sun doesn't come up in the morning. We'll be right back.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
I'm on the phone with Marilyn from Calvera, who's going to explain a little bit about this new diet. Marilyn, tell us about it.
Well, it's a collagen protein supplement. It has collagen, aloe vera, and glycerin. You take 3 gel caps at night, and it helps build up some lean muscle, and it burns stored body fat.
Wow, that sounds fantastic. How does it work?
Well, because the collagen is the key. When you take collagen on an empty stomach, it helps burn away that stored body fat. And it's really good for you because this product has no drugs, no stimulants of any kind. There's no special foods to eat. You simply take these 3 gel caps at night. That's your whole plan, and there's nothing more to it. But the average weight loss is a pant size a month with an 86% success rate.
Marilyn, how can folks get a hold of you if they want to order Calvera?
It's very simple. CalveraOnline.com or call us at 1-888-601-7546. That's 888-601-7546.
Well, Marilyn, that sounds fantastic. We'll check back with you a little bit later to learn more about this exciting new product.
Okay, thanks.
Our founding fathers wrote down for all time our most precious documents of freedom: the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. These are the purest forms of our country's freedom before the thousands of politicians got their hands on them. The Declaration in Washington, D.C. can barely be read. It has faded that much. Now is your chance and your patriotic duty to have it in your home or office. We bring them to you by using an 11-step process, reproducing these historic documents in exacting detail on antiqued parchment paper all ready for framing. But you don't just get the Declaration, which sells for over $100 when framed, but all 4 documents for just $24.95, shipping included. And as a special gift for ordering now, you will also receive a commemorative U.S. Constitution proof silver dollar with your order. Call now toll-free 800-686-2237 and order the Documents of Freedom. Don't wait. Do it today. The number 800-686-2237. Remember what it was like to get up in the morning without pain and stiffness in your joints? If it's been too long since your life has been active and pain-free, this is your chance to experience the pain-relieving power of JointWise Cream absolutely free. Just visit LifeWise.com or call 1-800-643-9558 and ask for free JointWise Cream. That's right, LifeWise will send a jar of JointWise Cream to you absolutely free of charge with no obligation of any kind. JointWise Cream customers report quick, penetrating relief, and JointWise Cream is unique. It's the only formulation that can contains this exclusive combination of powerful ingredients, including glucosamine, MSM, chondroitin, boswellin, capsaicin, and more. Why not let JointWise Cream speed pain relief to your aching muscles and joints, risk-free? Visit LifeWise.com today or call 1-800-643-9558. That's 1-800-643-9558. No strings attached. Just ask for free JointWise Cream to receive your free jar of this fast-acting pain-relieving formulation. Call 1-800-643-9558 today.
All right, your calls are coming up in the next segment. Toll-free number to join me on air, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231 on this 1st of July, 2003, Tuesday edition of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Alex Jones. Thanks for joining us. I got into this fight 10 years ago because I believed in conservative values. And I learned very quickly that the conservative leadership was more liberal than the liberals they spent all their time attacking. that they were Trojan horses. And as time goes on, I learn just how deep the treason, the treachery runs. But that's how an enemy attacks. They camouflage. That's how the American Indians would hunt buffalo, was camouflaged as a wolf. This is basic 101 warfare, and somehow we've forgotten it. But we can't even have a debate about the CFR, because the Ann Coulters of the world will get on the air and say it doesn't exist. I mean, I heard this lady on the talk radio last week, the big, beautiful, Valkyrie saving us from the evil liberals, say that the Patriot Act doesn't take any of our rights, and the lying liberals are lying. Well, I've read the bill, lady, and the liberals, the Hillary Clintons, the Chuckie Schumers, voted for it, so I don't want to hear it. They voted for your war, so stop claiming it's a conservative war or a righteous war. But by putting a label on it, oh, this is conservative, conservatives got trained to trust the neocons at the critical point where they are now stabbing us in the back. And that's the point I'm trying to make. So we can't even have a discussion about CFR public documents where they say they're going to destroy America and set up a world tax and world army and take your liberties, as they publicly say they're going to do it, because the neocons get on the air and say it doesn't exist. It doesn't. It's like saying George Bush doesn't exist. It's like saying the ocean, the Atlantic Ocean, doesn't exist. I mean, here's the New York Post talking about the Council on Foreign Relations saying we better give up all our rights and have a national 911 system and federal control of our police departments, or the boogeyman's going to get us. And we've got Gary Hart at a CFR meeting days after 911 saying we need to use this disaster to get a new world order. Use this disaster to get a new world order. But you can't discuss a new world order because it's the talking points for the fake conservatives on talk radio to say there isn't a new world order. Now, some of the more sophisticated neocons, the supposedly really radical ones, you know, the guys that call for putting people that disagree with the government into FEMA camps, and you all know who I'm talking about, they say we're fighting the new world order. We've got to give our rights up. We've got to do what Bush says. He's fighting the new world order. See? So there's a more sophisticated flip-flop there using terms. It's amazing. So you better get past the rhetoric into what they're actually doing, not just what they're saying. So here's the CFR saying brace for all these attacks. And now Bush is creating this $6.3 billion fund for forced inoculations for new vaccines to set up this bureaucracy. You're going, there's no such thing as forced inoculations. No, it's just been in 500 newspapers how good it is. Now they are they passed it in the Homeland Security package, page 76. Now they've got the new BioShield, and they're going to build dozens and dozens of level 4 bioweapons labs in almost every major city. And right out in the open, it's funding for a massive bioweapons program, a massive launch of a new bioweapons development. That's what Jane's Weapons Encyclopedia says about it. They put out a worldwide alert saying it's very dangerous and insane. The average American listening to a neocon or just reading the dry spin in the Washington Post or the New York Post is going to read that it's to keep you safe. And there won't really be any major press on it, so the average American will never understand what's happened in their area. By the way, the federal government 2 years ago went and dug up the Spanish flu, the influenza that killed 50 million people in 10 years, from 1910 to 1920, or 1914 to 1924, excuse me. 10 years of that major pandemic. It had shown up in 1910 but in Asia, but took time to build up and spread. They dug it up out of frozen bodies in the tundra. And then guess, and a lot of patriots and experts said this is going to be used for a new plague, a new fear-based system, a new way to get you to take inoculations, to set up this new bureaucracy for the feds to put in your body what they want, when they want. And now I have an article today, and we'll talk about it when we get back. They say brace for the new bioweapon influenza. It's going to hit us. the CFR says give all your rights up, maybe you'll be safe. Oh, but the CFR doesn't exist.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate.
That's 888-601-7546.
Well, Marilyn, that sounds fantastic. We'll check back with you a little bit later to learn more about this exciting new product.
Okay, thanks.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2, Central Standard Time, we do this show live, and then back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. Your calls are coming up here in a few minutes. The toll-free number to join us on air on this Tuesday, the 1st of July, 2003, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. So, the Council on Foreign Relations is saying here in the New York Post that we are sure to be hit by terrorists. We've got to take the federal system and accept the takeover for our security. And that's the line that Hitler used. And at the same time, these are the same guys that put out the report 6 months before 9-1-1 saying we will be hit by terrorists, give all your rights up, accept the New World Order. That's word for word, by the way. But it's for your safety. And now they put out a new report saying, brace for it, you're going to get it, unless you submit to the New World Order. We need to accept this, the New World Order, as the solution, they say, to all of our problems. And now, the headline out of the Sydney Morning Herald, flu could be next terror weapon, warns scientists. Forget anthrax and smallpox. Influenza could easily be turned into the next weapon of mass destruction, scientists said today. They sounded their warning as researchers come close to completing the blueprint for the virus of the 1918 flu epidemic that killed up to 40 million. Well, the numbers I've seen say 50. Up to 40 million people globally. Taken together with the fact that influenza virus is readily accessible and may be causing more deaths than previously suspected, the possibility for genetic engineering and aerosol transmission suggests an enormous potential for bioterrorism, the University of Texas scientist said. Now, here's the problem. The Australian government just last year put out a blueprint for taking a type of smallpox in mice and weaponizing it for humans that kills 100% of the people that come in contact with it. It's the globalists that have the world population control policies, including Australia's, that are public. It is the globalists that say they're going to use bioterror to re-engineer our society, the threat of bioterror. Writing in the Journal of the Royal Society of Medicine, the team led by Dr. Mohammed Majid noted that last century, a series of flu epidemics from Spain to Russia and Hong Kong had killed millions of people as the virus naturally mutated. They pointed out that sequencing of the genome of the 1918 Spanish flu epidemic was nearly complete, opening the door to unscrupulous scientists to build an even more potent virus. Oh, I'm sure you'll make that public, too. Our government went and dug it up, folks. Recently, the possibility of synthesizing an infectious agent solely by following instructions from a written sequence has moved from theory to practice, they wrote. The scientists also noted that while infection generally took place through personal contact, the disease was also easily transmittable through tiny droplets in the air. A would-be bioterrorist needed only a spray, an aerosol containing the weaponized virus inside a passenger plane to set off a global infection. They pointed out that in contrast to agents such as smallpox, which was carefully guarded, the flu virus was relatively freely available. It had the added advantage that because it occurred naturally, the beginning of a purposely started outbreak would not set off alarm bells, giving the disease a major head start on people trying to fight it. Noting that its appeal to bioterrorists also lay in the effect that it had a short incubation period and did not succumb to post-exposure immunization. The scientists set out a list of demands for urgent action. There should be more immunization, they said. Laboratory security should be raised. Antiviral drugs should be stockpiled. There should be closer monitoring of outbreaks, and government should consider fitting filters and sensors to buildings. So, just in the U.S., $6.3 billion a year building giant bioweapons plants all over the country to counter a crisis that, believe me, they're going to give you. To, again, expand the bureaucracy even more. It is a bureaucracy where they inject in your body what they want, when they want, and if you don't take their deadly vaccines that are altering DNA, implanting cancer viruses, hormones added to attack brain development in children, tetanus shots with hormones added to sterilize, they've been caught doing all this. If you don't take their shots, then you say you're going to die due to all the new super illnesses, and what big pharma giant could help itself not to release a bioweapon and then to have the drugs and the vaccines in the wings to treat it and to then charge exorbitant prices? Then out of the crisis that would be set up, the society would be trained to accept a highly controlled, manipulated society with quarantines, shutdowns of cities. This is their blueprint for total dehumanization and enslavement. We told you 2.5 years ago when they dug up the dead bodies near the North Pole with people that were frozen, who had been buried and had remained frozen for the last 90 years. They went into their lung tissue, removed the mutated influenza, which many believe was bioengineered, a bioweapon, an early bioweapon, and now they're going to publish the genome for the super flu. Isn't that nice? Just like the folks in Australia published the new super smallpox information out of the mouse pox that will kill anyone and everyone, 100% kill rates. And they say brace for this, and they're setting up a bureaucracy, a $6.3 billion bioweapons development system with level 4 bioweapons labs all over the country, and a huge health department bureaucracy federalized for forced injection, and they're already training the police, the military, and the firefighters and the EMS workers to forcibly inject you. The good news is 99.99 out of 10 million people, 296 have taken it as of a few months ago, a year into the program. 4 people out of 20,000 in the state of Connecticut, according to the AP. I've given you those numbers many times. They're refusing wholesale because the scientists who weren't in government employees said, wait a minute. Audit procedure scientists said, wait a minute. Smallpox, this doesn't protect us against weaponized smallpox. And the shot's more dangerous than the disease. And it's not really airborne unless somebody coughs right in your face. It's a slow plotter, they said. Why do you want us to take this? And they heard about all the health risk and what happened to the troops who took the anthrax shots. They've seen these troops. And the troops that took the smallpox shots, they've seen the autoimmune diseases, the hair falling out, 200-pound men, solid muscle, who can run marathons 6 months later in a coffin weighing 75 pounds. And so they've said no. Now, I'm not trying to scare you, folks. It's the CFR in the New York Post today. Comments made by Senator Warren Rudman, head of the panel with Gary Hart on NBC's Meet the Press Sunday. The CFR that Limbaugh says doesn't exist. If you talk about it, you're a kook. Well, here they are saying brace for all this. And now they've got a new bill where the states, the governors of the states, will appoint the new members of Congress. And they've got a new bill where Reg moves in to the ascension past others in the cabinet in a continuity of government system. They are setting up a dictatorship, my friends, and they want a constitutional convention. And in that con, now being promoted by the neocon Trojan horse forces, they can rewrite all the bills and legislation. They can change the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Senate bill, here's a new bill, it's not a con, it's another bill. Senate bill would alter line of presidential succession. Fox News, Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge could move up to 8th in the line of presidential succession, leapfrogging 10 other cabinet members in a congressional effort to better prepare for a catastrophic attack on Washington. Under legislation approved by the Senate and now pending in the House, Ridge would move from 18th to 8th behind Attorney General John Ashcroft, in front of Interior Secretary Gail Norton, in the line to succeed the president in disaster. The measure sped through the Senate without debate last Friday. Ridge, asked about legislation, said Monday, "One of our responsibilities, obviously, is continuity of government and where the Congress thinks the secretary should fit. That's their judgment. I'm satisfied with it." Current system dates back to Presidential Succession Act of 47, signed by President Truman, that specifies the vice president, Speaker of the House, the president pro tem, and the Senate for the Secretary of State are next in line to take over the presidency if necessary. Other cabinet members are listed according to their date their offices were established. Let's talk to Ron in New York and Paul in Florida and others. Ron, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, hi, Alex. With reference to the thing on the CFR, I've been hearing for the last 24 hours over the ABC News Network, they keep quoting the CFR. Now, I found that strange because the CFR is a private self-appointed organization, yet they are made to appear as though the ultimate and final authority on all that is wise and good for national foreign policy of the United States.
Well, there's 2,400 members of the CFR set up in 1922, chartered publicly to overthrow sovereignty and bring us into the global empire. Their stated public documents say they want a one-world government, no liberties or freedoms, global tax, regulation, gun confiscation. But the neocons say the CFR doesn't exist. You know that?
What gets to me is that they'll come across the airwaves. The mainstream news media will project them out as though this is the premier authority on what we should do. These people are not even elected or even appointed by elected officials in this
country.
They
are the government. They
are the puppeteers behind the puppet that we call our
government. Then there's bigger puppets above them.
But
the chairman and the heads of the CFR are also Bilderberg, Trilateral Commission members.
Full of strings on our government. And the CFR is a mechanism in between. It's, I guess, various levels. Organizations like the CFR are then one step down, and then our government is one step below that.
Let me tell you what they are. They're the heads of all the major media, the heads of all major academia, the heads of banking, government, as I said, finance. Most of the big religious leaders are CFR members, and they publicly say that it's a secret group. They put out some publications, but what they say behind closed doors is a secret. Elected officials are at the highest levels are all members, and they come out and call for a new world order and tell us to give up our liberties, and they say they're the bosses on the news now, and then Rush Limbaugh says they don't exist.
Well, the American people had better wake up, because this is a not a government. It is not an elected group. They are in no way, shape, or form democratic. And yet we have to take their word like it was the word of the living God about what's going to happen. Since when should they be able to, or do they, form opinions on national security for the people of this country?
Well, that shows their arrogance now, Ron, that 5 years ago we saw the shift. Bill Clinton gave the first big public speech to the CFR. Remember, it was live on TV, middle of the day, where he apologized and said, yeah, I did the thing with Monica Lewinsky. He said, I want to thank David Rockefeller for saving my presidency. He goes, I want to thank my mother and David Rockefeller, the two that have always cared, because, you know, he's an illegitimate Rockefeller. This is on TV, folks. And then CFR. But see, the neocons have got a problem, because they always said the CFR didn't exist. But now it's so out in the open. What are they saying now? I don't listen now as much as I did.
Well, they're not denying their existence. In fact, in some cases, they're inviting them on to their neocon TV talk shows.
But I'm talking about neocons and talk radio. They say it's the coup detector if you believe there's a CFR.
They were saying that maybe back in the 90s, but now they're just like quietly allowing them to slip in to come to the fore. That's the way it is. In other words, projecting them out as some credible and legitimate entity, as though it was an elected entity, that can make determinations and opinions that we should abide by and adhere to. You know, this is sick, and I got to say something too. I'm sorry, but I have to criticize the mass known as the American people. Are they so deluded in their Babylonian taste their perverted TV shows, their recreational drug use, their meaningless sports, and the rest of it, that they're just sitting back, the larger portion of them, quietly, and allowing their humanity. We've gone beyond, and we're going to go beyond usurping your constitutional rights. They're going to usurp your...
Sounds like your cell phone cut out, sir.
It's not a cell phone.
Oh, it's a call waiting, then.
No, it's not a call waiting, no. It's somebody else came on. I think your screener accidentally put somebody else in. But this is what's going on. The American people have to act like men and women. We have to realize we just can't party away like this. A friend of mine has told me, we had a state route going through the state where I live, through a rural area where I originally came from, which has recently become an interstate route. You know, you were talking about how the federal government gives funds and subsumes things and federalizes things. Here's a perfect example. It goes to a small town. I used to drive that road many times. You wouldn't really get molested or harassed unless you genuinely broke the law. My friend who lives up there has told me now there are people in the community and people traveling through not from that community who aren't really breaking any law, road rule whatsoever. They're being pulled over. They're being searched. It's constant. My friend told me it's so bad now he can't even step a mile away from his front door without going down that road without being stopped for nothing at all. Where are you going? Where are you going to? Where are you coming from? I mean, this guy was coming from the doctor's office. He has to tell a state trooper
but the
that
border,
he's medical treatment.
But the border is going to stay wide open. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
And you don't have to tell them anything.
That's right. Keep that in mind.
All right.
You
thanks.
Have right.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate the call. Really do appreciate the call. We're going to come back and talk to Paul and others on the other side of this break and get into this other big stack of vital news and information. But bottom line, terrorists have taken over the government. They're using terror to get control of our society and pose as our saviors. And it is disgusting. Folks, if you want to find out the mindset of world leaders, you need to get my video, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. I snuck into the Grove 3 years ago. It went up on 3 years, July 15th. I caught world leaders engaging in their bizarre rituals. It's admitted. It's aired on national television. You need to get Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, 2 hours and 5 minutes long. You need to get 911, The Road to Tyranny, covering how the globalists carried out September 11th and where they're going in the future and how to stop them. Very important you get this film and make a lot of copies and give them out to everybody you know, folks, or it's over for this country. We got to back them off. Police State 3, Total Enslavement, covers Patriot Act 1 and 2. Dozens of examples of government-sponsored terrorism. It goes on and on. You need these videos. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order. Or call toll-free. Big discounts when you get three or more. They drop down from $25.95 to $20 a piece. I got nine films. 1-888-253-3139. Write it down, folks. Make the call. Support the broadcast. 1-888-253-3139. Don't wait. Get the video. Stand up for America. 888-253-3139 or PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com to order. We'll break. Come back and take more calls and cover more news. You'll definitely want to stay with us. We'll be right back.
When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Probably never, right? Hey, folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I want to tell you about my friend Marty. He's the owner and founder of the Calben Soap Company. For the past 55 years, the Calben Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Calben Pure Soap is made from all natural ingredients. It's earth-friendly and it's safe. Call the Calben Soap Company today toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Visit them on the web at calbenpuresoap.com. Or call for information at 1-800-340-7091. That web address again is calbenpuresoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up, I want to discuss the big news story over in Europe. Error of unborn mother looms. That's error of unborn mother looms. If scientists use aborted fetuses to grow human eggs in them. They also want to grow the babies, not kill them, take them and implant them in cows' uterus, grow them up larger, attach organs to them, do DNA cultures, grow different tissues, turning little children who they're not going to kill. They're going to keep them alive inside cows. Oh, but I'm an evil liberal because I'm against it. Conservatives are for abortion. Conservatives are for gun control. Conservatives are for New World Order. See how they control both sides of the coin? That's coming up, and we'll go to Paul and Bob here momentarily, and others that are patiently holding second and third hours straight ahead. But I do want to just briefly invite you again to get my films, folks, and my book, Descent into Tyranny, that covers September 11th, the definitive work on it, concentrated information in 230 pages, only $12, 911, Descent into Tyranny, and then I have Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, two films that cover September 11th, very well produced. Please get the videos. Please make copies of them, hundreds of copies of them, for not-for-profit, not-for-sale, educational purposes. Please air them on Access TV. Please wake people up to the facts of the takeover. You can write to me at 3001, that's 3001, South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, or 888-253-3139. Don't procrastinate, folks. Paul in Florida, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Going to talk to you, Paul. Do you have the whole recording for the John Ashcroft speech about you will lose your rights, your liberties?
Yes.
Is that a long speech?
Yeah, it's about an hour long.
Really? Did he concentrate on that, just that?
He said that there is no rights being taken. Patriot Act 1 doesn't affect citizens. Charges of shredding the Constitution and kangaroo courts are lies. If you say this, you're aiding terrorists, and you will lose your liberty. So he says, we're not taking your liberty, but if you say we are, we'll take yours. And then he comes out and says, okay, it does affect citizens, and there is Patriot Act 2. So we have the whole chronology now of the different flip-flopping and lies. But he's done it all publicly.
Is that on your tape, the whole thing, the John Ashcroft?
No, not the whole hour of his speech. But
highlights?
Yeah, we have Ashcroft saying in 2001 that Patriot Act 1 doesn't take liberties, doesn't affect citizens. Then we have all the news articles and the subsections where it does. Then we have Ashcroft saying there's no Patriot Act 2, showing the actual bills. Since the film came out a month ago, he then, like a week after it came out, he went before Congress, said there is a Patriot Act 2. The Justice Department issued a brief and said it does affect all citizens. It will be used in all crimes. And that was in the Washington Times, the actual quotes out of the brief to Congress from the Justice Department.
The digging up the bodies for the Spanish flu, is that on your website, or do you have that also on that tape?
I would type in federal government excavates at the North Pole or in Alaska for Spanish flu victims. That was about 2.5 years ago. We covered that extensively, and now they've dug it up. It's mentioned in the article today, so yes, it is on my website today, and they're saying brace to be hit by it. Let me find the article here. I'm trying to dig it out. Here it is. Sydney Morning Herald. Flu could be next terror weapon, warned scientist. And it goes on to talk about how they dug it up again, and now they say it's about to attack you. How's that sound to you, Paul?
It's terrible. And Mr. Jones, I want to thank you very much for fighting the battle, and please hang in there. Don't give up.
Hey, I won't, sir. I appreciate you. Listen, we don't have a choice. We're under attack. You serve them, you fight them, you're under attack. Best thing to do for our families and our country is to fight this. There shouldn't even be a question. This is do or die. Second hour straight ahead.
Nuclear reactors provide electrical energy across our great nation, but during an accident, would you be prepared? Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most action.